Professor and News, I'm Mary Rose. At Tel Aviv's Hostage Square, resident Mayan Elitsi says the wait for the remaining hostages has left her feeling tense and unsettled.
I'm here because I couldn't sleep all night. It's been a few nights that we can't sleep. We want them back, and we feel that everything is just hanging on a thread, and I can't heal. None of us can. I feel that I just cannot breathe anymore. I can't proceed with my life since that happened. I need them back.
President Trump told reporters Friday he has not canceled a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping planned for late October in South Korea.
No, I haven't. So, but I don't know that we're going to have it, but I'm going to be there regardless, so I would assume we might have it. But, they hit the world with something that really is not anything that people are going to do.
Most members of the Federal Reserve's interest rate setting committee supported further reductions to its key interest rate this year. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Minutes from last month's meeting show a majority of Fed officials feel there is a greater chance unemployment would rise and the risk of rising inflation has either diminished or not increased. Only one official formally dissented from the quarter point rate cut in September, Stephen Miron, who was appointed by President Trump. He wanted a bigger cut. But the minutes underscore the deep division on the committee between those who feel the Fed short-term rate is too high and weighing on the economy and those who point to persistent inflation as a reason to remain cautious. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump said today his administration has found a way to pay troops during the federal government shutdown. Trump wrote in a post that he's using his authority to direct Secretary of War Pete Hegseth to use all available funds to pay the troops on October the 15th. This is SRN News. Americans are worried about the birth rate.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 53% of adults believe that people choosing to have fewer children in the future will hurt the U.S. That's up 6 points from last year. A growing number of experts have been drawing attention to the falling American birth rate. Women of childbearing age need to average 2.1 kids to keep a country's population steady. The U.S. birth rate is 1.6 and headed down, a problem afflicting much of the industrialized world. Michael Harrington reporting.
The stakes in Supreme Court elections in Pennsylvania next month are very much like those in Wisconsin last spring. Partisan control of the highest court and crucial presidential swing state. In November, Pennsylvania voters will decide whether three state Supreme Justices, all Democrats, should keep their seats on a court that has been at the center of pivotal fights over hot-button social issues. This is SRN News. The Big Ten Conference's interest in private equity deals is drawing concerns from Congress.
Washington Senator Maria Cantwell sent a letter to Big Ten presidents warning that a move into private equity could have negative consequences, including impacting the school's tax-exempt status. Reports say the conference could be exploring a $2 billion private equity investment that would involve placing the sale of its media rights and other assets under a new umbrella partially owned by the equity investors. Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti did not share specifics at the conference's basketball media days this week. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Britain's antitrust watchdog labeling Google a strategic player in the online search advertising market, paving the way for regulators to force the company to change its business practices to ensure more competition in that market. More details at srnnews.com.